It's the lunch break at Vision 2020, and I'm talking to some of the delegates about their thoughts on the morning and how they see Leicester. So tell us who you are.
My name's Ross McMinn. I work for Twisted Shout Communications, who are a creative agency.
Right, and you are?
Lee Tomes, and I work for the same agency as
Okay,
Ross.
So you're both an SME, a small and medium-sized enterprise.
Yes, we work for enterprise-level businesses.
Right, and how many people do you have?
There's about six or seven of us in total. We use quite a large freelance model.
Okay, and how long have you been going?
The company's been going for about 17 years. I've been there for about 8 years now.
Right, okay. So why would you spend a day of your valuable time at something like this?
Well, emerging technologies, to be honest, have been quite a big part of our business in terms of the way the company looks now compared to 17 years ago is radically different, and that's because of technology.
Right. So there's a business reason for you being here?
Definitely, and there's also, I've got an interest myself. I'm quite a keen reader of Wired magazine and that kind of thing. So
you like the sort of future thinking stuff?
Oh god, yes.
Yeah. What about this morning's session then? Were you a bit depressed by John Thacker? Some people were tweeting about it being depressing.
There was obviously some very sort of depressing elements to it. It was. I do like a lot of the community schemes he was talking about, and using communities to help better their own environments.
Right.
I've just come out of the Future Technologies Mobile Media sort of seminar.
Right.
That's left a more sort of depressed taste in my mouth about. I think he said that we were going to be in depression until 2018. So I'm hoping he's not an economics professor. So.
Are you based in Leicester?
I am. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What do you think about Leicester?
Well, I've kind of grown up here. I went to university for 4 years in Stoke-on-Trent, and during that time, when I came back, Leicester had changed an awful lot, and it's continued to develop. I see a lot of positives, especially with regards to some of the work that De Montfort University are doing.
Right.
And also, the investment in the creative industries here has been fantastic.
Because there was some mention this morning about Leicester losing talented graduates, that they don't stay in Leicester, they don't come back to Leicester, they go to London or they go somewhere else.
I think that's a real concern, but there has been a lot of the people I kind of know and deal with are former graduates from Leicester within the creative industry. So I don't think it's entirely all doom and gloom. I think Leicester could do a lot more.
Right. So you see, you're pretty optimistic about Leicester's future then?
Yes. I think if things continue the way they're going and we're not too derailed by the recession, then I think there's only sort of positives to be seen.
How do you see what do you see as Leicester looking like in 2020? You know, we're all pretty. It's all pretty scary at the moment economically for everybody, not just Leicester, but for the whole country. There's a concern. But if you project yourself forward into 2020, what does Leicester look like for you?
I would like to see it as kind of certainly the hub of the Midlands in terms of creativity. I mean, we've got a lot to do to try and sort of catch up with cities like Nottingham, but. I think we've got a very solid foundation, and we've definitely got the potential to do that.
Right, brilliant. Thank you. I'm going to move across to. I'm going to interrupt Lee, who's talking to Christine.
Christine, yeah.
Also works for Christine. Okay, hello. I'm recording, and it's not going out live, but it will go up onto Audioboo. So, Lee, what did you reckon to today?
So far, I've really enjoyed it. Right. I'm not sort of technical as Ross. He sort of knows a lot more than me.
Well, he reads Wired magazine, of course.
Of course.
Free plug for them.
I'm a recent graduate, so right. I'm just sort of trying to get up myself on sort of what's going on in the area.
And where did you graduate from?
De Montfort. So.
So you're staying in Leicester. You're building a business
in
Leicester.
Yeah, well, staying with Tristan Chow with Ross.
And we were just talking to Ross about talented graduates maybe, you know, leaving Leicester.
Yeah.
It was mentioned by one of the speakers today.
Yeah.
Is that a big issue, do you think?
Potentially. I know one of the people who asked one of the questions said that raised that issue, didn't they? And one of the things the lecturer said was about Bristol being a hub for all the media students. Yeah. They stay there and they retain the jobs. And I know they do some great stuff because I consider going to Bristol myself. And
right.
I think
that's interesting.
In order for Leicester to grow, I think it is important to keep hold of them.
Yeah, and you're doing that. You're
staying
here.
I'm doing that, yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And what does Leicester look like in 2020 for you then?
Maybe a great place in terms of technology, but quite scary, actually. I thought some of that stuff was quite quite out there. Yeah.
But what about forget the technology and all the whizzy stuff. What would you like to do if you were able to? What would it look like for you, based on what you're interested in?
I think in terms of the Phoenix and all the cultural stuff that's happening, a hub for digital film and media.
Right.
Leicester being one of the forefronts sort of thing.
So you see it becoming a creative, yeah, really, a much more creative,
yeah,
place.
Definitely.
So yeah, there is technology, but the creativity is what drives your interest in Leicester.
Definitely. I mean, I see Nottingham and Leicester kind of together as two places that are really trying to drive film and media forward. And technology is a big part of that, I guess, because that's...
And who do you compete with in your business?
Well, we obviously are B2B, so we work for other businesses.
Right.
But I guess other creative agencies in the area, and sort of we do work in London and all over the world as well, so...
Okay, so you're seeing international competition as... international growth as being,
yeah,
an area you can...
Yeah, I mean, we're a medium business, so yeah, if there's a large business, they might get...
What are you going to go and see this afternoon? Have you decided?
We're going to see the Future of Broadcast Media, I think,
right,
it is, which I'm quite looking forward to, because obviously that's something relevant to what we're doing, so yeah, that should be very interesting, yeah.
And would you take part in more of these things if they were done on a regular basis?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I come to Creative Coffee here occasionally, which is also a great time to,
yeah,
you know, place a network, meet people who are in the creative industries, so right, I would definitely get involved in more things like this, yeah.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
Okay, no problems.
Excellent.
I took my stuff.